I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We will continue in song with hymn number 245.
O tender, loving shepherd, we long to follow thee, to follow where thou path may be, though dark and heavy shadows enshroud the way with gloom, we know that love will guide us and safely lead us.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is, The Lord is My Shepherd. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isaiah. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. 2 Kings. Now there cried a certain woman out of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her, and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Psalms. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Exodus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass, that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." John. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink," for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Psalms. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Ephesians. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. John. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself, and he said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Matthew. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Daniel. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him in the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Then said Daniel unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." John. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Psalms. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. 1 Samuel. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy and fair of countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Romans. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Psalms. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Psalms. O satisfy us with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Malachi. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me that now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. And from Science and Health, sheep, innocence, inoffensiveness, those who follow their leader. Psalm 23, divine love is my shepherd, I shall not want. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. In order to apprehend more, we must put into practice what we already know. We must recollect that truth is demonstrable when understood, and that good is not understood until demonstrated. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry, and giving living waters to the thirsty. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. Love maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Love leadeth me beside the still waters. In divine science, man is sustained by God, the divine principle of being. The earth, at God's command, brings forth food for man's use. Knowing this, Jesus once said, Take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, presuming not on the prerogative of his Creator, but recognizing God, the father and mother of all, as able to feed and clothe man as he does the lilies. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. To spiritual sense and in science, life goes on unchanged and being is eternal. It is the province of spiritual sense to govern man. The desire which goes forth hungering after righteousness is blessed of our Father, and it does not return unto us void. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den. Reform comes by understanding that there is no abiding pleasure in evil, and also by gaining an affection for good according to science, which reveals the immortal fact that neither pleasure nor pain, appetite nor passion, can exist in or of matter. While divine mind can and does destroy the false beliefs of pleasure, pain, or fear, and all the sinful appetites of the human mind, love prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Love anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oil, consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration. Any human error is its own enemy and works against itself. It does nothing in the right direction and much in the wrong. If faith in the truth of being, which you impart mentally while destroying error, causes chemicalization, as when an alkali is destroying an acid, it is because the truth of being must transform the error to the end of producing a higher manifestation. The infinite truth of the Christ cure has come to this age through a still small voice, through silent utterances and divine anointing which quicken and increase the beneficial effects of Christianity. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beam, ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day. God is natural good, and is represented only by the idea of goodness. Goodness attains the demonstration of truth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Truth has no consciousness of error. Truth guards the gateway to harmony. Divine love corrects and governs man. Love will finally mark the hour of harmony, and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit.